So is it correct then in 1954 you came back to Oklahoma?
Yeah. Actually, I kind of stumbled into Tulsa. While I was in Germany, I was getting newsletters from the America Planning Association. Erling Haugen at the Tulsa Metropolitan Area Planning Commission indicated he wanted someone to help develop a master plan for the city of Tulsa. The city had a 20-acre site for a civic center, and he needed someone to do this. So I quickly pulled together a resume. I had a lot of confidence then. I was 28 years old. I was a licensed architect. I had a master's degree. I understood architecture, I thought. I understood urban design as buildings relate to each other in the urban context. So I sent this resume to him. He said, "Come on." Well, when I got to Tulsa, he said, "Well, I was not able to close the deal. The city did not authorize the planning commission to develop a master plan for the civic center. Instead, the architects had made a proposal to the city that we could do it better and cheaper, but they didn't know what to do." And so Erling Haugen said, "Well, I have this resume from this guy who's in town now. Maybe you can hire him." So they hired me, and I was the only guy they interviewed. That's what I mean, I somewhat stumbled into Tulsa. That work lasted 11 months. Our work with the Civic Center was finished in 11 months.
Who was the mayor then?
L.C. Clark.
Was there a lot of public support to design a civic center?
Oh, yeah, there really was. Almost everyone supported except John Mayo, who owned the Mayo Hotel. You come across the Arkansas River on a bridge, you get on Fifth Street, and you go right to his hotel. The closing of Fifth Street created a problem, he thought.
Oh.
And there was another guy named Jay Walker. I think he was a manufacturer of petroleum oil field equipment. He opposed it pretty loudly because he said, "In Europe, wherever there are plazas and people assembled, that's where socialism was strongest." So we had to work through that one. But it was a very good experience. I really enjoyed it.
So did it come down to a vote of city commissioners who were moving forward on this, or was there a public vote on it?
No, I think L.C. Clark had the authority to simply adopt that with whatever political procedures were required.
Well, I imagine John Mayo was a pretty big force, and so he had to overrule that.
Yeah, that was the case. During that time, every Friday afternoon, I had to report to a board of seven architects. They were my employer. David Murray was one of those seven. I respected Dave. That kind of led to a development of the Murray Jones Murray team, where Dave would be responsible for management and marketing. His younger brother Lee would be responsible for building technology, and I would look after design. They were both older than I was. It was really very much a team sport, we thought, as we approached our work.
So that would have been David George and
Correct.
Lee Murray. You partnered with them
Yeah.
to become Murray Jones Murray.
And we were together for 30 years.
Wow. That started in 1957.
Yes, correct.
As you said, you came at 28 and thought you knew a lot about architecture. I was reading where you stated your goal was to become Oklahoma's most respected firm within 5 years.
Yeah.
Did you reach that goal?
I think so. Both the dean of architecture at OU and OSU publicly said that. I think we probably had reached the level of confidence that we had hoped for.
And doing my research, I can tell you I have it here to back up what you just said, that that was a fact. Those two schools, and it appeared that you had met your goal, so that had to make you feel very good.
It gave us confidence.
Confidence?
Confidence.
Were you always confident?
Well, life is pretty uncertain, you know. There are ups and downs, but yes, I think we were confident.